This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Getting closer to Christmas. Family, friends, celebrations, gatherings, get-togethers. Hopefully we don't lose sight of what it all means and what we're supposed to be really celebrating here. What God means in your lives, what God has done in your lives. So I hope we don't lose sight of that. And look, I was a kid, I love getting the gifts, and I love that aspect of Christmas, I do. Hanging out with friends and family and watching them, you know, do these, what they call them, white elephant things or something like that. It's a fun time. But as likely Christians, we have to remember that this has a bigger meaning. Generally, I take this time during the holidays to play a little bit of catch up, start planning for the new year. It's going to be a good year in many respects. I truly believe that. And I learned years ago, I should say, I don't look at what my plan is for any particular year. I just sort of say it's all God's plan. And I do believe that 2022 is going to be an amazing year. I think it has touched so many of us, 2021 has, and certainly the hindsight of 2020. What a year for COVID to strike, right? The Wu flu. But I do believe this. Whatever the year brings to me, to you, to all of the people that are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, little of it, little of the optimism, the good news, will come from Biden. The optimism, in fact, lies contrary to anything Biden is doing. I still remain optimistic. And I'm not optimistic on this program because I'm trying to convince you, you know, like it's a Tony Robbins feel-good thing. It's bigger than that. I believe in a living God who knows best for us, and He has me and you working for the true greater good. But sadly, some Americans won't have that opportunity that we're all going to have over the holidays. And no matter what you're going through, I don't think you'd want to trade places with the ones stuck in Afghanistan. But Saki got asked this question. I don't forget them because I empathize. And here's what I say. When I look at another country where there's pestilence and violence and whatever else, I say, there by the grace of God go I, go we, America. And I would never have believed that America could succumb and become like many of these other countries. But we had a third world illegal election. And in that illegal election, a puppet dictator was put into place. And the people that are making him do what he does, they're imposing things on Americans that I would have never believed possible. Anyway, here's the clip of Psaki being asked about Americans stuck in Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. Why is it that there are still Americans stranded in Afghanistan?
Well, I think, let me just reiterate something that Tony Blinken said back in August, which is that if Americans who are in Afghanistan wanted to leave, whether it was 3 weeks from now, a month from now, 2 months from now, back in August, we would help them get out. And that is something that we've delivered on our word on. I would note that since that time, we've directly assisted 479 American citizens, 450 lawful permanent residents, and SIV holders and SIV applicants to depart Afghanistan. That's important to convey because it's important for people to understand who are there that even if they decided not to, even if they decided not to today, we are still going to help them depart, and there's evidence of that.
Okay, 479 left behind is a lot higher than the 100 to 200 that President Biden was talking about at the end of August.
479 who we've helped depart
right.
since August.
He said that he thought that there were 100 to 200 with some intention to leave. So how does a number... How did you guys get the numbers?
There were people who determined they wanted to leave since then, and it is our responsibility to help them depart. So that's evidence of our commitment to do exactly that.
And is this something, as there are now at least about a dozen who want to leave right now, is this something the president works on every day?
certainly he receives regular updates from his team, and we, the State Department, and other national security officials really lead this effort. I would just reiterate that the United States does not track or put a tracker on American citizens traveling overseas, whether they're in Afghanistan or any country around the world. That would be quite a Fox News story, wouldn't it be, if we did that? We don't do that, but we do provide a range of services, even when we don't have a presence in a country. And our efforts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan, many of them dual citizens, many of them have lived their whole lives there since that time, is evidence of that.
Kind of a smug chick, don't you think? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, American Stranded. She goes back to Tony Blinken. What's he got to do with it? Oh, Tony Blinken said, I get he's got a role in the government. How about what does Biden say? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We've delivered on our word. Really? If she's got to tell you that, they haven't delivered. Then she gives you the numbers. We got this many out and that many out and this many out. Yeah, you want to know how they did it? If they got anybody out, they paid for it. $83 billion in leftover equipment, millions and millions of other dollars. And then they got to give legitimacy to one of the worst terror groups on the planet. Is it Al-Qaeda? I don't know who took over. And they lied about the numbers. And there's still people there. But here's the part that got me. I don't know if you guys caught it, but I love when she says, we don't put trackers on American citizens overseas. And then she smugly says, that would be a Fox News story. But you know who they want to put trackers on? You. They want to do contact tracing on you. You ever gotten one of these alerts that says on your phone that says, hey, listen, if you want to do contact tracing, just click yes on your phone and we will let you know when you've been somewhere where you may have picked up the disease. Now, talking about Wu Flu, of course. Now, they'll contact trace you for a benign disease, but they won't contact trace you when you go overseas with the State Department so they can know exactly where you are and bring you home safely and abide by what Americans used to believe was a government that would leave no man behind, a military whose creed was leave no man behind. So look, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade about the holidays. I want you to go out and have great holidays. Have a good weekend. But understand, when you come back, whether you go for the weekend or you go for the holidays, this is a government that is going to be looking for ways to make your life miserable, not protecting you, and you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do something that may be, quote, against your religion. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal or immoral. I'm saying you may be one of these people that says, I'm not in the fight, man. I mean, I talked to a guy the other day. That's what he told me. I got out of politics. I said, has it gotten away from you? Well, you know the answer to that. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was a little tough to make that out, but it was a reporter asking Biden, with 800,000 coronavirus deaths, why haven't you been tougher on China to, you know, in terms of the origins? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Biden wants no part of answering questions about China. That's like hitting him with a cattle prod. How would you like to get electricity right on your naughty bits? Asking a question about China and expecting the truth, that's what Biden feels when he is asked real questions. It feels like an electric shock to the worst place on your body. That's what leftists feel, folks, when you ask them the truth. Ask them questions about Barack Obama. Did we get more racist or less racist during the time of Obama? You know the answer. Leftists became more racist. Black racists came out of the woodwork. You, Americans, nothing changed for you. You were the same people before Obama. You're the same people now. What about all the scandals that happened during Obama's reign of terror? What about the national debt that doubled on his watch? You know, these people will tell, oh, but we had prosperity. Prosperity, you bought it. You bought prosperity. Obama couldn't create any prosperity. All the numbers that impact Barack Obama's reign of terror are artificial. No matter what a leftist tells you, say, look, if you double the amount of money that you put, that the debt that we had in a single 8-year period for the entirety of our nation, do you think you could be prosperous? They have excuses on top of excuses, talking points filled with nothing but lies that they readily and happily spew out every time you talk to them. And when pushed, they say one of two things, and I'm just using Obama as an example, but in protection against him. One, they say, well, the Republicans were against him, as if the Democrats weren't against Trump, or they weren't against Bush, or against Reagan, or whomever. When you go into a presidency, half the country is against you. You understand that. And then, of course, the second excuse is because he's black. Well, congratulations to Barack Obama for being black. Wow. Anyway, Biden with China, he doesn't want to tackle any questions like that, neither does the media. Because Joe Biden, if we had a legitimate media, he would be kicked out of this coup that occurred, and the Democrats would be up a creek. That's why he doesn't want to talk about it. His son's involved. He can't negotiate with China on behalf of America when they have him. They've got him over the barrel. So what do you think they're going to say? How do you think the media is going to handle it? So I was having a discussion with a guy, and we're going to talk more about the Wu Flu here. But he says to me, Kevin, what do you think about this situation with Adam Schiff? And I said, Adam Schiff, he doctored the whole situation. I mean, he did, and we talked about this in the previous hour, by the way. But Adam Schiff doctored the narrative around Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and the Republicans in trying to make it appear as though we were trying to steal an election that had already been stolen. They fabricated this January 6th BS, and he wanted to make people believe it. So Adam Schiff did the unthinkable. He lied. But is it really the unthinkable? Not for Adam Schiff. No way. So anyway, I'm having a discussion with a doctor. He's sitting in to do a radio show for a friend of mine. And I'd listened to him. He has his own show. And I'd listened to him a time before. And he says to me, Kevin, you know, he's vaccinated. And we were, you know, he's discussing the Wu Flu stuff. And he's saying he believes the government data. But when he introduced me for the segment, he says, Kevin, do you believe Adam Schiff? Can you believe these lies? And I said, of course, I know he's lying. The government is full of nothing but liars. And by the way, this is not just Democrats. The government is full of liars. So you're telling me, okay, do you believe Adam Schiff? No, I know Adam Schiff is a liar. I said it in the previous hour. Now, fast forward. We're talking about Wu Flu, and I segued into, look at the lies we're being told about this disease. And he says, well, I have a different view. I'm a medical doctor. He says, you know, you got to admit the mask worked because it kept the flu down. I said, that's the biggest bunch of hogwash I've ever heard. The flu wasn't kept down because of masks. The flu was kept down because every death, anybody that got any kind of thing that resembled the flu, they pretended it was the Wu Flu. Until it didn't do them any good. Until the numbers got so big that it watered down the deaths. Then they stopped. He goes, we had an unseasonably low flu season.
And I'm going, so you believe those numbers. I just want you to understand how people think. This guy I'm talking about is a conservative. I've been on his show many times. He sits in for a buddy of mine's show, and he's spewing out nonsense to the audience, and I'm not going to let him get away with it. Because I said, you're smart enough to know, and here we are talking about Adam Schiff being a liar. You've watched lie after lie after lie be told by these Democrats in every statistical possibility. I don't care whether it's tax policy, number of people at the border. They lie about every number they have. And you're going to try to convince me that the WooFlu numbers are legit. And he was like, well, and you could, it caught him completely by surprise because we're in lockstep. Now, as I said to him, I don't care if you get the vaccine. I don't care if you want to get it. But here's what I do care about. I care about being labeled anti-vaxxer. Not that it hurts my feelings or anything, but it's just blatantly not true. So I won't let you make that my reality, number one. And I can give, as I told him, and I'll say it again, I know we've already gone through this, guys, but lies about the number of people who've been infected, lies about the number of people who've actually died from this disease. Those are the two big lies. Then what are the other lies? Lies about the number of people dying from these vaccines, and lies about the number of people who've been debilitated. They may not be dead, but they've got problems. And the Democrats and the leftists and this New World Order doesn't want to admit what this is really about. But we're having this discussion, believe it or not, on radio between each other. A guy I respect. I respect his opinion in many other things. But here's what gets me. Everybody wants us to just sort of get along. I was on another team, not a team call, but I was in the clubhouse where we do our comedy thing on Mondays. And some girl comes up, she's talking about all the stuff she's gone through as an anti-vaxxer, but I wish we could all just get along. And I go, what do you mean you wish we could all just get along? What are you talking about? We have no issue with these people. None. You want to get that death poke? Get it. Feel sorry for you. They have issues with us. I'm not going to take it laying down.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter is reliving the moments she shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop.
I remember yelling, "Teaser, teaser, teaser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Kim Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. Potter adding the traffic stop quickly escalated when police tried to arrest Wright for an outstanding warrant. The National Weather Service expects a calmer weekend after a rash of severe December storms and deadly tornadoes. Parts of the southern plains could face strong gusty winds later today and into the evening, but forecasters don't see a big likelihood. USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says studies have found a rather profound immunity increased against the Omicron variant after a booster shot is taken. One of the nation's leading infectious disease experts noting the best protection against the Delta and Omicron variants is getting fully vaccinated plus receiving a booster shot.
We are in a situation where we are now facing a very important Delta surge, and we are looking over our shoulder at an oncoming Omicron surge.
Fauci adding Omicron is more transmissible than any variant we have seen before, but there are still details unknown because of how new the variant is. Spider-Man No Way Home is already setting box office records, the film bringing in $50 million in ticket sales from previews yesterday. This is the third highest movie opening in history behind Avengers Endgame and Star Wars The Force Awakens. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I mentioned in the previous segment that this doctor, who's a friend of mine, and he's a radio host, and we're having this on-air discussion, and he buys into all of the propaganda surrounding the Wu Flu. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And my contention is they don't know how to detect the disease. Not fully. They don't know how many people have truly died from the disease. They've been stacking the deck on the statistics. And not just on Wu Flu, but on flu and the common cold. I contend Omicron is little more than a common cold that met up with the Wu Flu, and the two married and had some little kids. And this is what you're dealing with. They won't admit that viruses get weaker and weak, tend to get weaker each time there's an iteration because we get herd immunity. They won't even discuss herd immunity, nor will they discuss the people who've already had it. Has Biden made any concessions whatsoever for the people who've had this disease and say, you know what, you guys have had it, you survived it, you've got the antibodies, you're good to go? Has anybody had a discussion about antibodies or herd immunity? Welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. I don't want to belabor this, but I want to make some points. So let's understand this. While the government was telling us that hospitals were overrun, the number of people who were sick and dying, they were lying about every one of those things, the need for ventilators, etc. Then they implemented protocols that wouldn't even allow us to use hydroxychloroquine or whatever. If you went to the hospital, like my admin's father did, and once you get into Wu Flu protocol, you become a ward of the government, and they let this man die because they wouldn't give him hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or anything else he might want to try. Maybe he did want to drink Clorox, but they want to pretend that this thing, we're in a state of emergency, and the mask, which has done nobody any good, is going to help you. And my friend that's a doctor says, Kevin, you got to admit the mask got rid of the flu. Oh, really? It got rid of the flu, but we had this massive number of Wu Flu? It's insane. But here's where I want to go with all of this. These test kits. Now you want your learning? Internal review documents documented two serious flaws in the test kits, which were distributed to the public health laboratories in early 2020. when the disease was discovered. So, but for the record, when I went to get tested four times for this stinking disease, the first one said, you got it. They gave me the Z-Pak, and I told you guys, I got well within 2 hours, which still makes me wonder, did I have the Wu flu? Did I have something else? Because a Z-Pak isn't supposed to do anything for the Wu flu, but it did. I have friends that are getting better with ivermectin. Is it really Wu flu? Do we know? Can't say for sure. But let me tell you, when they were giving us all the guidance, when Fauci was coming out, and he was the main man, you know what they told us? The long-range kits were better if you took the time. They were 70%. If you got a Wu flu test and you didn't need it in 24 hours and you could wait 3 days or so, it was 70%. If you needed it quickly, it was something like 50%. For all intents and purposes, I could have pointed to people coming into the hospital and went, you have it. You don't have it. You don't have it. You have it. I would have been just as accurate as a stupid test. The faulty coronavirus testing kits developed by the CDC in the early weeks of the pandemic were not only contaminated, I'm reading this, but had a basic flaw. These are the people that tell you, trust the science. Trust the scientist, right? The CDC, I dare you to go to the CDC site, read up on masks. Find out what they say. Let me save you some time. Read the box that whatever mask you bought and look at the disclaimer they have. Don't you find it interesting that the mask manufacturers have a legal disclaimer that says, we want to tell you right now, this mask ain't going to protect you from anything except you spitting in somebody's face and them spitting in yours. That's it. As far as disease goes, it will do nothing for you. And they know it. Go back and look at Fauci talk about how many people needed to be vaccinated before we could all go back to normal. 50, 60, 70, 80. We have a video, an audio clip, a mashup of everything he says till finally they say 100% of the world population needs to be vaccinated except the elites. I'm just helping you put two and two together, people. You got faulty data. How many people do you think got this disease? You think you know the number? Go to the CDC right now. Tell me what that number is, and I'll tell you that number is a blatant lie. And you want to know how I know? Because I have multiple friends who didn't get tested. They are not even part of the number. I'm one person. How many do you know? Anybody in your family get it and say, don't tell anybody. I don't want to be away from the job. I don't want to be quarantined for 14 days. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. How many? See, if they were truthful about this stupid disease, we would all say, yep, I think I have it. They'd say, Kevin, you're good. You had it. But you're not going to be that infectious. And we would know the real numbers and the real data. They do not want you to know the real numbers and the real data. It's that simple. And aside from the fact that they won't even tell you the real numbers of who got it, because if they inflate that number, it makes the number of people who got deathly ill or died from it so much more benign. Because if double the number of people have it, that means not even 1% of the people died, 0.5%. And then what about the areas of where the disease is really hitting people? You want to know who's really impacted from this disease? 99% of the time, it is old people and people who are already ill. Isn't that what all disease goes after? Isn't that what the flu attacks as well? So when you start thinking about the number of people who are healthy under the age of, say, 70, that this thing doesn't seem to have a whole lot of impact on. Sure, Kevin, I know what you're saying. It killed my uncle. It killed my cousin. I know of a friend. He's 50. I get it. So did something else. So did every other disease on the planet. It killed somebody you knew. You just happened to pay attention to this one. So you got this a big swath of the population that doesn't even die. And, oh, by the way, a disease that doesn't even go after the young. Normally, disease goes after the very young and the very old. With respect to the very young, Joe Biden makes his comment. He doesn't talk about anything. He says nothing at all about kids under the age of five. We have a vaccine for people over five. We have the Biden quote, right? The Biden clip. Let's play it.
We've now provided for vaccines available for people 5 years and up. 5 years and up.
When we come back, we're going to play that entire clip because you need to hear Joe Biden talking about your freedom as if it's no big deal and how well he's done. By the way, go look at the polling on this subject with people. And I know, broken record. God, Phil, every time I say something like that, I get almost disgusted with the show. It's the same old, same old. But here's the point about the 5 years and up. A disease normally kills the weakest of among us, which is the youngest and the oldest, and those who are already sick. This disease, at best, is killing older people. And to be honest with you, I don't even know how many of them it technically killed, because, again, the numbers are so skewed. And this is what I came back to. I said it on this show. I said it on this radio show I was doing the hit on the other day. I said, do you trust the government with information? You brought me on this show to talk about Schiff and the fact that you couldn't trust him, that he altered data. Remember when he said what he had proof for Trump with Russian collusion? He didn't provide the truth, the proof. Hillary Clinton, guilty. But do you trust this government? And the short answer is no. So how is it that you can be so flippant and so willy-nilly of trust with them now? See, that's just common sense. That's me saying, if you'll lie to me about this, then what else will you lie to me about? So I'm not falling for the con, and I'm going to follow up on both of these things, both on Biden as well as these test kits. But here's what's interesting about the test kits. Health officials had already acknowledged that the test kits were contaminated, but the internal report whose findings were published in PLOS One also documented a design error that caused false positives. I had a story. I think I told you guys this. This is an absolute story. I met the woman who was a pharmacist, and she had expired kits. And she was going to throw them away. And she says, don't throw them away. Relabel them. Let me tell you why they didn't want her to throw them away. The kits didn't work anyway. The kits were designed to make everybody look like they were testing positive for a disease that wasn't even going to kill them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not exaggerating one bit to tell you we could play probably an entire hour of Democrats talking about the need to test. They jumped on Donald Trump because he didn't have enough testing. Testing, testing. Testing for the Wu flu. Meanwhile, they were calling him xenophobic because he wouldn't let the Chinese in. Now, Joe Biden doesn't let Africans in over a common cold, a.k.a. Omicron, and not a word. I just want to show you the double standard. Welcome back, everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The CDC knew they had faulty test kits. They were putting them out there. And what were these kits doing? Giving false positives. So remember when Donald Trump Jr. went in to get tested because he was going to go on a camping trip with his son? And he goes, I didn't even know I had it. He didn't even have a loss of smell or taste. You want to know why he didn't know he had it? Because he didn't have it. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows, millions of people have never had this disease and tested positive. Many more had it, and it was so benign, they lost taste or smell or something, you know, had it for a day. And some of those didn't even have it. The first time my son got sick, he had a little bug, and it was during a time when I had Wu flu. I actually thought we both had the flu at the same time. He got up and went to school the next day. And I thought he had it. Well, it was confirmed that he'd gotten it when I told you guys he went to drink some drink that he likes. And he goes, ooh, Dad, this tastes horrible. And I said, what is it? And he held it up and I go, is it expired? He goes, no. I said, you probably got the Wu flu. And he goes, oh, yeah. It was like a Dr. Pepper. And when's the last time you got a bad Coke? Maybe at a bar where they don't change the tap. But no, out of the bottle, never. I can't even think of one instance where somebody got it. So anyway, he goes, I can't smell either. So we knew he had it. I thought he'd had it before when he had the bug when I had it at the same time. He didn't. He just had a bug. He was sick. He was sick for about a couple weeks ago. I thought maybe he's got it again. Nothing else. No other symptoms. He caught a flu bug in the winter. Surprise, right? No loss of smell. No loss of this. No lung, blah, blah, blah. None of the Wu flu symptoms. He had a flu symptoms. Hurt his throat, got sore. You know, he got sore. The whole deal. Just like when I had the flu. If he'd gone to the doctor, I could practically guarantee you they would have said he had the Wu flu. With a test that has probably never been better than 50% if they told you the truth. If they told you the truth. So here's what they write. The distribution of faulty test kits at a time when no other tests were authorized set back health officials' efforts to detect and track the virus. Now here's what I want you to understand. Fauci is giving you information based on BS numbers, and he doesn't even have the intellectual curiosity to say, you know what, we might want to step back from this whole thing until we know that our tests are accurate, etc. When did he know this information? The guy that was, it's over everything, the highest paid bureaucrat in America, when did he know? Said Dr. Benjamin Pinsky, it delayed the availability of more widespread testing. He's a director of clinical virology for Stanford Healthcare. He says, I think it's important that they get to the bottom of what went wrong. They got to the bottom. So apparently they've gotten to the bottom. In January 2020, the CDC, the experts, right, developed a polymerase chain reaction PCR test for the virus. PCR tests, which are performed in labs, can detect the virus at very low levels and have been considered the gold standard for diagnosing a coronavirus infection. Problems emerged soon after the CDC began shipping its test kits out to the public laboratories in early February. Within days, many labs were reporting that the tests were generating inconclusive results because nobody had it. People were not sick at all. I'm not going to go into all the things that could have happened, all the possibilities. You're smart enough to recognize it. But here's what I will tell you. A faulty test doesn't give you jack. It does nothing to help you. In mid-February, the agency acknowledged the kits were flawed. In April, officials at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that poor manufacturing practices had resulted in the contamination. This, folks, is supposed to be the biggest pandemic of our lifetime. We're ready to go on lockdowns. And I think certainly by May, we already had. And in April, they're telling you the kits are flawed. Unbelievable. The CDT tests were designed to detect three distinct groups, blah, blah, blah. I don't even want to hear the rest of it. It's all gobbledygook. They forged data. at every step of the way here, and they still want us to believe the lies. How we are not out of a state of emergency and telling this government, you will never, ever do this to us again, is beyond me. It's beyond me. Here's Joe Biden talking about keeping you on lockdown, keeping this emergency nonsense in order.
Your vaccine mandates have suffered some setbacks in court recently. Federal judges have halted three of those COVID vaccine mandates. Are you going to back down, or are you going to continue to fight those in court?
I'm going to continue to fight those in court. Look, we have a certain, when I came to office, there were only 2 million people have been vaccinated. Since then, we have over 200 million people who have gotten at least one dose. And I believe the number is about 156,000, over 150 million, I should say, who in fact have had, are fully vaccinated. So this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, not the vaccinated, the unvaccinated. That's the problem. And so everybody talks about freedom and not to have a shot or have a test. Well, guess what? And so how about patriotism? How about making sure that you're vaccinated so you do not spread the disease to anybody else? What about that? What's the big deal? What's the big deal of having to take a test once a week to know you can show up to work and you're not causing other people to get sick? Or your children at home. And what we've done now is we've now provided for vaccines available for people 5 years and up. 5 years and up. And in addition to that, we now have Pfizer has a new, it's not been approved yet, but looks very promising, a new pill, which if you take within 3 days of contracting COVID, you reduce by, I think it's so far 89% the likelihood to be hospitalized and die. And so there's a lot of progress being made. A lot of progress. Like I said, when I came in, there were only 2 million people who had been vaccinated. I got enough vaccine for the entire country and part of the rest of the world. And it's not that we don't, and it's free. You can show, you can just go right now, you can go to your local drugstore, walk in and get a shot. And by the way, if you haven't gotten your booster yet, get the booster. There's overwhelming evidence that it protects you and protects you in an extreme way.
That from a pathological liar who should never be sitting in that Oval Office. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. There were 2 million vax when I got here with one dose, and now we got 200 million that have one dose and 156 million that are fully vaxxed. When's it going to end? 70%? 80%? 90%? 100%? Except them. It'll never be 100% because you can bet your sweet behind that Joe Biden and all these lefties that are forcing it on you, they will not get it. And for all the reasons that I'm telling you, I don't care if you get it or not. I don't. People smoke. I don't smoke. People do drugs. I don't do drugs. Some people jump off mountains. Some people free climb mountains with nothing but their hands. I don't do any of it because it's dangerous. And so is that shot. But if you want to roll, if you're a thrill seeker, be it. Joe Biden actually has the nerve to say, how dare you to want your freedom? You should, your patriotism should go above your freedom. Let me tell you something, Joe Biden. My patriotism and my freedom are not mutually exclusive. They're one and the same. I am a patriot because I am free. What's the big deal? I swear, when I heard him say that, I wanted to just slap his teeth out of his mouth and then plugs out of his head. And get this, Pfizer's got a new pill. And he says that pill's going to reduce the likelihood of you having to be hospitalized or dying from COVID. And you want to know to what degree? 89%. He has it down to a percentage. How do you know? Just stop for 1 second and say, how would he know this? This is an untested pill, and he's already spitting out percentages of the ability for you to survive. And you want to know why he's doing it? Because he doesn't know anything. Neither does anybody telling him what that percentage is. And then he gives the last revelation is it's free. Because he didn't pay for it. Who paid for it, America? I know who paid for it. They knew these tests were contaminated. They tested you. They tested positive, and they stacked the numbers.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.